Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Saturday Night Sega. My name is Gavi, and you may have noticed that there isn't an intro theme right now. You know, you'd probably be expecting to hear, the Saturday Night Sega intro. Well, it's the Radio Sega Olympic Relay, which we've known about for about 6 months, and we've only just told you about 3 days ago. But hey, that doesn't matter. The main thing is obviously this time, unlike the London 2012 version, where we had one show following on after another, after another, and after another, and we had four shows in a row, you know, thus reenacting a relay, which is what the point was. This time we've decided that every single show should have a relay theme to it. So to try and sort of pass the baton in a different way, the show that follows the one preceding it has to play a song that's in the same sort of style. So basically, as you know, Andy, Tall Guy, Pat Sharp, British Andy, whatever he wants to call himself now, I don't know. He has so many different nicknames, we'll just call him Pat Sharp. He has just been on with the Weekend Bonanza Season 2, which is fantastic, and he played a track that I'm hoping it's the same track that he told me he was going to play 3 days ago, so that I can still play the same one, because I'm still going to play the same one, so it's either going to go horribly, horribly wrong, or it's going to work like a dream. We'll find out. But before that, obviously, we need to have a title theme, and there's only really one title theme that springs to mind when we're talking about an Olympic relay at the Olympics, which is in Rio. I really don't need to spell it out, do I? Anyway, you're listening to Radio Sega. This is Saturday Night Sega, part of the Radio Sega Olympic Relay. And after this, I'm literally going to talk nothing about Olympic Relay, because, of course, this is the first live show that I've done since Summer of Sonic 2016, so I guess you all want to hear about that. Get all the down and dirty gossip from people who's actually behind the scenes. Well, I may tell you, I may not. The latter is most likely. Anyway, let's get this show on the road, shall we? you guys want to hear the Club Sonic set from Sonic 2016? I can't quite give you that, but I can play every single track that was played during that set. So let's start. There you go, that was The Madness by Ear. That was the opening track of Club Sonic 2016 from Summer of Sonic 2016 by me! I did it! It was me! I was yeah, so proud of that. That was pretty fun. Before that, we had General Offensive featuring Joshua Tapale and Rhythm Rush from the Sound of the Sonic Stadium 2014 album. That was the Summer of Sonic 2016 countdown video theme that from Sonic Show, you know, that one. Because Andy Pat played the Summer of Sonic 2013 countdown theme. I actually can't remember what that was. I think it is Flying Battery Zone, wasn't it? It was Mix of Megamite, Flying Battery Zone. Jamie says, giving myself too much credit. No, I'm saying it was amazing and then that I really enjoyed it. I thought it was amazing. I really, really enjoyed it. You know, if people... I've not heard that many negative comments, which is good. If anyone's got any, you know, keep them to yourself, please. Because I'm riding a wave, my friend! So, yeah. I feel like having some fun with someone who's just sent us a DM on Radio Sega. Greetings to whom it may concern. I am this person and owner of this company. Would you have some time to talk with us? And it came up on Twitter saying, would a GIF say it better? I'm thinking it might. I'm thinking I might send one saying, no! No, it won't! Yes. People who are now Radio Sega staff members are probably feverishly checking the Twitter account, and they're now, within the next couple of minutes, going to tell me, don't do it, to which case your raid response is thus.
It sure is boring around here.
Anyway, Summer of Sonic was amazing. It was really good. I did do a video diary, which you'll probably notice is not around. It's not going to be around either. Basically, what happened was my laptop completely fell over itself and crashed every time it went into open Windows Live Movie Maker. Windows Movie Maker actually doesn't even exist on Windows 10 PCs, which means that I can't even do it on Mina's computer, which won't even download a Movie Maker app, which is kind of funny. And whilst I do now own an Alienware gaming PC, because hooray for turning 30, which, you know, also happened so while I was away, so, you know, happy birthday to me! Anyway, so I could do it on that, but really it's a gaming PC. I don't want to sit there and do work on it. That would be silly. So yeah, as a result, and also I didn't have a lot of content. In fact, there's actually one segment in the video which I recorded at like 7:45 in the morning where I'm telling people how our DJ setup for the day is going to work, and then I get interrupted by one of the sound test guys who's telling me not to lean back on a curtain because it is literally just a curtain and will fall over if we try to... if we try to sort of lean back on it. So it's kind of a bit weird, and I think I think it's one of those where it's... I might upload the individual parts at some point. It's like, you know, little clips, but I don't think I'll be putting it into a full video. The main point is that the reason I'm bringing up the video is obviously in there I had mentioned slightly about the fact that there wasn't an audio stream during the day. And as a result of this, obviously this is the first time that we're getting to really talk radio. Now, the reason there wasn't an audio stream on the day, we don't know, and we've been actually sort of trying to rack our brains since then, and we still don't know, because when we tested it on the Friday on our little test server, it worked. And it worked pretty fine. You know, the sound was awesome. We couldn't really test the crowd mics or anything, because, you know, no crowd. But it was streaming, and you could hear it. And then you sort of get to the Saturday, and then all of a sudden, it wasn't working. Obviously, coupled with, like, a couple of little live stream, like, issues that needed to be sorted out, it sort of, you know, quite rightly, the live stream on Radio Sega's end sort of, you know, was put on the back burner. And then, by the time we sort of got a chance to sort of turn around and have a look at it, it didn't really sort of, we just couldn't get it to work. Just wouldn't work. So we had to make the rather difficult decision to actually drop it. And it was kind of disappointing for me, because obviously, you know, I was really sort of excited for getting my my Club Sonic set out on Radio Sega live, you know, so that you could actually sort of listen to it sort of obviously through a radio rather than a than through a sort of a live stream setting, you know, through the video and whatever. But, you know, I have been assured that the video, that the audio is there. Obviously, if you've seen the clips that Sonic Show's been sharing with regards to the like the Crush 40 and the June set, then you actually can hear how awesome the audio sounds. It is literally just crystal clear, pin drop. It's going to be amazing, and I can guarantee you this: one of two things. First of all, we have been told that we're going to get the June Sonoi, Crush 40, and Club Sonic sets when the audio gets released. I don't know when that is, so don't ask. I actually don't know when that is. I will presume it's when the actual full videos go up. And when they're finished, then we can get the tracks. As soon as the Club Sonic DJ set is up, I'm going to play it on Saturday Night Sega as a 45-minute block so that you can actually hear it live the way I wanted you to hear it. So we're going to play it like that. And also, it's going to go up on Radio Sega as a bonus Saturday Night Sega episode so that you can actually download the set and listen to it. Okay, it's going to be unchaptered, it's going to be completely mixed, the way that you heard it at Summer of Sonic. I'm definitely going to download the bloody thing myself and put it on my iPod so that I can listen back. Because I'll be honest with you, like, when Ea used the live stream footage as his official music video for the Madness, it was like, it kind of made me well up a little bit, in the sense that I was like, you know, it's just to see so many overwhelming comments. But there is another point of the video that you obviously missed. And you missed it because, basically, because there's no video. So, as you might have mentioned through tweets and whatnot, I've got competition. And my competition's a pretty good one. And basically what it is thanks to Mr. Simon Shirley, otherwise known as Forever Sonic, I have a Summer of Sonic t-shirt to give away! And it's a large, before you ask. You don't get to choose the size, unfortunately. It's a large. So, you know, if you want to enter this competition, probably a good idea to consider that you need to be a large. Or if you want to own one, then you can just own it. And you'll be like, yay, I own this. And it's like, okay, that's fine. So that's the thing. So as I say, you have got... a t-shirt to give away. A t-shirt to win. Now, to win the t-shirt, it's pretty simple, because obviously I teased on Discord, oh, are we going to do Pitch Shifter again, are we going to do Smash Ups, are we going to do this, or is it going to be something ridiculously easy? It's going to be ridiculously easy, because it's a t-shirt, and I want to, I want Simon to spend money sending a t-shirt to some far-flung corner of the internet. So, basically, what's going to happen is, it's a simple question, and I need a simple answer, but there's a catch. Now, the question is this. To win yourself a Summer of Sonic t-shirt, you need to tell me what the final track was on the Club Sonic DJ set. Now, the catch is this. You can't tell me what the track was until it's been played on tonight's show. We're going to play every single track from the Club Sonic set. Okay, on this show, this evening. Dead straightforward. You just got to tell me what the last track was. Right, so I might mention it on the show after it's been played. I might not. You might have to sort of go digging on Radio Sega's Facebook page or Twitter, or, you know, it's been shared, the information is out there, the playlist is publicly viewable. So this isn't something that I'm making it ridiculously hard and you're like, oh, how am I ever going to know that? You've got to use your eyes and you've got to use your ears. You can't enter until you've heard the song on the radio this evening. Okay? So, when you've heard it, I want you to send the name of the track to either the Radio Sega Twitter account at Radio Sega. I would say we'll use a hashtag, but I'm not quite sure if there's a hashtag that we can use that would be applicable. So all we'll stick with is just the just send it. Send the song name to Twitter. If you're in Discord, you can also send it via Discord, but I need you to mention me in your message. So at Gavi and then the name of the track, and I will see it. What's going to happen is that you are going to... I'm going to write all your names down alongside where you've entered. So if you want to enter on Discord, that's fine. If you want to enter on Twitter, that is also okay. If you want to enter via Facebook, you can do as well. What I'm probably going to do is write a little Facebook post and then sort of with name with the... so that you can comment on the post. So essentially, you've got three chances to win. And then next week on Saturday Night Sega, we're going to draw a winner using our fun little random number generator. And if you win, you win yourself a nice, shiny, quite possibly, maybe brand new, possibly dog-eared, I don't know what Simon's done with it, Summer of Sonic 2016 t-shirt. It will get sent to you. And it's a lovely thing. It's got Saturday Night Sega. It's got Summer of Sonic 2016. I'm going to say Saturday Night Sega then. It's not that. It's got Summer of Sonic 2016 on the front. And it's got the super, super sexy Sonic 25th Anniversary logo on the back. And if you ask nicely, Simon might even write you a little note. I don't know. I don't know what he'll say. He'll be like, thanks for taking this off my hands. Now I only have X amount left. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say he had more than one? Right, let's play some music, shall we? Because I've been talking for a long time. About 15 minutes. Shall we play another track from I'll tell you what, actually. I think we should play a couple of tracks from the Club Sonic set, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about the first track that I'm going to play. I discovered it on Overclocked Remix, and actually, you're probably going to notice if you listen to the live stream, if you actually listen to the stream at the time, you'll probably notice that this version of the song is longer than it actually played. At the event during the set, I kind of noticed two things. Number one, the crowd weren't really taking to this track, although I later found out apparently the live streamers loved it. And secondly, I started to realise that I was possibly going to overrun slightly because we started a little late. So I took the decision to cut this track down. So I'm going to let you play it, listen to it in all its glory. It's absolutely amazing, and I'll be honest with you, I could never quite get the bass level right when we was playing this live, so it's probably going to sound better through your speakers than it was when it was live, but I'll be honest with you, I've not actually listened to the set back yet, so I don't know how it transmitted on a live stream. But in the event, I kind of felt like the bass was a bit too high, and for whatever reason, I couldn't get the bass level down. Anyway, we're going to play that, then we're going to play a vocal track. As it happens. And then I'll talk some more. Because, you know, we're not doing any requests this evening. I think you've probably gathered that. Because, you know, I've got to try and get through like an 8 or 9 track set. Because we've got a competition for you to win. So, you know, while I'm playing these two tracks, I'll probably go and write a Facebook post. Cheers! I will never understand why they took the word ass out of that. I don't think there's actually a version of the song which has ass in that song, but it's quite clearly what they're going to say. They couldn't even put butt in, which is kind of weird. Anyway, that was Cry and Darker Than Black, Overclock remix of Wrapped in Black, obvs. And Sonic Heroes, Team Chaotix, where Mr. Peter Titans Creed Nethercoat was absolutely stunning as my hype man, and then when we played the next track, I had to just get up on stage and help him. Twinny says that I was also very eager throwing t-shirts to people. Yes, I was, and I was also very hot. Twinny says, what, the AC wasn't working? Oh no, the AC was working fine. But if you ever get the opportunity to go on stage when they've got gig lighting set up, so literally all of the lighting is on the stage, and you're wearing a hat, a snapback hat, and a thick jacket, then... You know, there's a point at which you just kind of go, this is not a good idea. But I'd already started, so I was like, nope, we carry on. And yeah, it was not a good idea. It really wasn't. Wasn't a good idea at all. But never mind. These sorts of things we learn, and then we never do it again. it was a bad idea. Seriously bad idea. Never mind. So, yeah. So, the post is up on the Twitter. It's up on the Facebook. So, you know, as soon as the track plays, then you're going to be able to enter the competition to win yourself a nice, beautiful Summer of Sonic 2016 t-shirt. Jamie... The 64,326th Jamie says that I should have thrown my own shirt. No, that's not allowed. I mean, I'd have had to have taken my rather expensive drop dead jacket off to do that, and I liked my Radio Sega shirt. Thank you very much. Not throwing that. I was wearing a Radio Sega shirt during the DJ set. So there you go. That's the thing. Other sort of notable little moments from Summer of Sonic that was kind of amusing. Tyson Hess gave me a art print of the Sonic Mega Drive number one cover, you know, for Archie. He gave me it for free, and then he started laughing when I told him that I was going to try and sort of make it to him earlier because I liked his Sonic's Adventures comic, and I was going to get a print from him. He started laughing and he went, "Well, you're glad, aren't you glad to see me now? Because I'm going to give you this for free. If you'd have come earlier, I'd have charged you 30 quid for it." I was like, fantastic, that's good. So yeah, free artwork, and he signed it, and I got a photo, and he's awesome. Such a down to earth fellow, so cool. He also is just an amazing guy. Takashi Iizuka, despite the fact that I'm fairly sure he's seen my camera before, decided to remark that it was an awesome camera. You know, he doesn't say a lot in English, so hearing him say awesome camera was actually pretty swish. The funny thing is that I actually took my Sonic 25th anniversary soundtrack CD to get signed, and because I didn't want to risk smashing the case to pieces trying to get the inlay out, I ended up just nicking one of Hardlight's Sonic Dash posters and getting that signed instead. And I got photos with everyone, which is cool, and I haven't put them on Facebook or anything, anywhere. I'll have to sort it, because I've got photos from all sorts. I'll have to sort it out. I don't know. I'll sort it out at some point. I'd do it now, but my camera's not in this room, so... Never mind. Right, let's play some more tracks. Let's play three, shall we? So, we'll start off with a remix, and then we'll... In fact, these three are going to be... Well, I'll tell you what, let's go into another vocal track. And then we'll have a remix, and then we'll have... another track. So obviously, you know, we're playing the Club Sonic set from 2016. That's pretty much what this show is going to boil down to until I run out of tracks. And then, I don't know, I suppose I could just play you other tracks that I'd considered and didn't quite fit. Because I do have a version of Club Sonic that nobody ever heard. So, you know, if we get to the end, then I'll probably start throwing in the tracks that you maybe didn't, you know, that you didn't hear. Because I took opinions from people and they said, no, this is too many, take it out. So... Maybe you'll get to hear some new things. Or, well, not new things, but, you know, tracks that could have made it into Club Sonic, but didn't. And, yeah, if I've got any other sort of funny stories... I'll tell you what, we'll talk about. When we come back, we'll talk about the Radio Sega staff photo and why that didn't happen, because I'm sure some people will probably want to know about that, because, you know, there were quite a few Radio Sega people there, and they might want to know why we didn't get around to doing it. So I'll tell you about that after this! And if your name's Tracker and you're listening in for some reason, and I don't think you are, but if you are, if you do happen to be listening, this track might be of interest to you, because, well, you know, I think you know the words.
Don't
Oh, that was close. Almost forgot that. Almost missed that one. Right, yeah, so that was Sonic Rush and JJ Rocket. I was going to play the ear version of JJ, but I thought that was probably a bit too much ear. And also, you know, needed to try and keep some original tracks in. Before that, we had Mr. Megabyte and the Flying Battery Zone remix that was a part of Sonic 2013. I thought it was the theme of 2013, but apparently not. hey-ho. Allegedly not. And then before that, Sonic R, Supersonic Racing. So I've only got... Let's see, how many tracks have we got left to play? I played that one, played that one, played that one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ah, cool. Well, I suppose we are going to run out of tracks pretty quick then. Nay mind. We'll get close enough. Well, Radio Sega staff photo. We did say we were going to talk about that. So basically, yeah, we were going to try and do a staff photo, obviously, at Summer of Sonic. And we were talking about it for a while, and I said that I was going to attempt to see if we had the time to get a group together, to get a point, you know, to get to a point where we could go, right, let's go do it. And it was just far too busy. You've no idea, obviously, on top of trying to get the stream working and everything else, you actually have sort of no idea how difficult it was to really sort of have time for anything else, because it, at some points it was like, right, okay, so now what's happening here? And we had to try and sort of work out whether or not the audio was right in the room. There's quite a few things that were going on. So naturally, sort of, the staff photo that we said we were going to do became a bit of an afterthought. And as the day went on, we started to decide that actually it wasn't important. Which I know you probably don't want to hear, but it's the truth. It was just on top of everything else that was sort of happening, it wasn't important, like, not at all. So, you know, it was a very difficult decision to make, I'll be honest, but at the end of the day, it was also, I think, the only one we could have made, in the sense that it was just not going to happen. You know, we were just struggling for time, and it's one of those things where you're like, right, okay, could we do it now? And then you look at the time, and it's like 4:30. You know, and like the cosplay contest is coming up, and all of this and that and the other, and you're just like, this is crazy, man. How have we lost this time? So that is pretty much where that went, and why we decided against it. So, you know, if you were sort of really looking forward to it, I apologise for the fact that we never got round to it, but I'm sure you can understand that, you know, it was a decision that was taken for the greater good, in the sense that, you know, we just couldn't do it. So, never mind. You know, there's other events, I'm sure, where we could do a photo, but them's the breaks. Simon popped in, and he into Discord, and he's saying that about the fact that he randomly played a Star Wars track. The Star Wars track was actually really good, and we was like, oh, that's amazing. And then, as it happened, one of the cosplayers comes out rocking a pretty awesome Boba Fett Blaze the Cat crossover costume. So all of a sudden we were like, oh crap, well this just sets itself up not quite nicely. So obviously, like, during the during the cosplay contest, naturally we had to rock that song. So there you go, that's how we, that's the story of how we managed to drop a Star Wars track into Summer of Sonic, and nobody noticed. Well, if they did notice, it was, you know, pretty good in that we managed to almost get away with it. Almost. Right. We should probably play some more tracks, because if we don't, then we're gonna, well, I suppose, you know, run out of time slightly. But at the same time, yeah, maybe we won't. So the next track that we're going to play. Oh, Simon's linked to the Star Wars track in Discord if you want to listen to it. It's pretty cool. So yeah, we've got three more tracks to play. They're all from Club Sonic, and yeah. Here we go. We'll be right back. Oop, missed my cue. There's first time for everything, I suppose. At least I didn't do this on the live set at Summer of Sonic, bearing in mind that I had to actually sort of manually mix 4 DJ decks at once. Oh, that was fun. So that was Micah and A Bridge Too Hardcore. I love Bridge Zone from Sonic 1 Master System, and I'm not really a big fan of that remix, actually. The only reason I put that in the Club Sonic set was so that Radio Sega would have some representation in the set, which I suppose is kind of selfish, but at the same time, eh. Before that, that disjointed chemical from Air Freeze, whatever. Him. And then before that, Endless Possibility from Sonic World Adventure, which I suppose I should tell you, if you wanted to enter the competition, that's the track you were looking for. So, you know, if you haven't entered, then enter! I've now told you what the track is, so you have no excuse. And one guy actually sent the answer on Discord, which is fantastic, and then said, I almost sent it on Twitter. And why don't you? If you actually are deadly serious about wanting to win this super awesome, proper limited edition t-shirt, as limited edition in the fact of, oh, you can't actually buy them anymore, they don't exist, then... Why not, bro? Because at the end of the day, it's like, well, you've got, three chances. If you could enter, you can enter on Discord, you can enter on Twitter, you can even comment on the Facebook post that was made. So if you go to facebook.com/RadioSega, probably the best idea to do it that way, because obviously, Facebook now want you to pay to spread your posts everywhere, we're not going to go there. So yeah, if you actually want more chances to win, there's three ways to enter. You can do it via Discord, you can do it via Twitter, you can do it by Facebook. If you're wondering why we're not doing it in IRC, then I can't actually manage 4 places at once, and doing it via IRC would actually mean logging into IRC to check results. And at least with Discord, I can get messages sent pretty constantly. So that's how we're doing it that way. So yeah, Discord, Twitter, you can either go to Discord, which is quite easy. You know where Discord is. You can go to Twitter, twitter.com/RadioSega. Or you can go to Facebook, which is facebook.com/RadioSega. Find the article that starts, Fancy Winning a Summer of Sonic T-Shirt. And then leave a comment on that post with the answer. I will write your name in my little document that I've got. And I'm also going to write where you've entered. So that when you win, I know where you've entered from, so that I can find it. I can then find you and send you a message. So, yeah. I can get in touch with you no matter where you are. So, yes, I actually don't know what episode of Saturday Night Sega we're on. I'm kind of hoping this isn't episode 250, because I wanted to make a big deal about 250. And in actual fact, I don't even think I put the show on before Saturday Night Sega. Before Summer of Sonic. I don't actually think that's on Radio Sega either. So, let's have a look. I'll have a quick gander. I'm getting really bad at uploading podcasts. I do apologise. It's just busy. There's a lot going on at the moment. It's just crazy. Crazy busy. Everything's crazy busy. So where are we? Episode 245 was apparently the most recent one on the 9th of July. 16th, 23rd, 30th, 6th. I actually can't remember how many episodes there should be. I know there was a couple that I didn't do one, and then I came back, and then there was a couple where we didn't do one again. I don't know. I'll have to look it up. We'll find out. Haven't got a clue. Foggiest. So, yeah. Do-do-do-do-do. Cool. People are entering to win t-shirts and t-shirts. Simon wants to... Simon, if you want to win your own t-shirt, you're more than welcome. However, if you do happen to be the one who wins it, you have to post it to yourself, and I want photo proof that you have done that. And also, when you do send it, I want you to go to the... When you take it to the post office, I want you to tell the person at the counter that you are sending it to yourself because you won a competition for a prize you already owned. Yeah? In fact, film it. Put it on Radio Sega YouTube. That gives, that would give people something to watch, wouldn't it? if you are entering competitions, I'm not responding to your entries. Don't panic. I have seen them. I've written them down. So it's all legit. I just don't want to sort of go, yep, I've got you. Yeah, I've got you. You know, I'm, trust me, I'm checking it. I'm writing it down. So we know the track's played. So, you know, any entry made now is totally legal. And absolutely fine. Right. I have got... a couple more tracks to play, actually. In fact, I think it's just one. No, hang on, there's two. There's two that we haven't played yet. I don't actually know how these will work next to each other, but we'll play them, and then we'll have a last little talking section, and then we can finish the episode with Club Sonic tracks that didn't make the set, for one reason or another, and then we have to try and find a nice track to finish on, so that Ravseek, who takes over after me, whenever his show is, I've no idea when he comes on, we have to find a nice track to finish on, so that he can take over. But I'm thinking, for a giggle, I think we should try and find something proper random, so that he can really struggle. you'd be like, oh yeah, no, play this track, it'll be easy. Yeah, it's really easy to find this track, really, really simple. And then play something really, really random, and then... Like, oh, okay, oh, never mind. I think it would be amusing. So, you know, answers on a postcard, the most random song that we could play so that, Ravseek struggles to start his next show. Simon says we actually had a request for Giga Pudding. Yeah, someone did actually request Giga Pudding. I've no idea who requested that. Simon's sending me some messages about something. The Summer of Sonic t-shirt could come with a bonus accessory. We just sort of confirming, and then once we know, then we'll share. In the meantime, while I'm doing that and sorting my iPod out, because I found that I'd got less than 12 gig free on a 120 gig iPod, and it scared the crap out of me. It's like, no, I need more space than that, my friend. Then, basically, so while we're doing that, you can listen to the last two tracks that you have not heard yet from the Club Sonic set. Now, here's a funny story about the first one. I'd put this in the set, and then when Sonic Yoda did his set, which was amazing, by the way, if you didn't hear it, it was really good. I don't know if we'll get the audio for that, but, you know, I'm sure he'll probably quite like it so that he can hear how it mixed and whatnot on the day. But this track actually played, and I remember I was stood at the back of the hall going, oh, no. Oh, I was like... so disappointed, because I thought, oh no, we're going to have to, I'm going to have to change the song now, I'm going to have to change the set. And then I just sat there and I went, actually, do you know what? No. I think we'll be alright. What we'll do is, we'll just leave it. And I don't think anyone will notice. And you know, the funny thing is, nobody noticed. Not a soul. No one knew. So, we kind of got away with that one quite nicely. So, fantastic. And then the next track is just the other track that we haven't played yet. It's quite good, actually. I quite enjoyed it. So, yeah, you're listening to Saturday Night Sega as part of the Radio Sega Olympic Replay 2016, winning more gold medals than the Russians. Because, you know, we don't do dope.
sorry that it's over.
Two Futures there by Porter Nexus. Porter Nexus, is that who it is? I'm checking. Yep, Porter Nexus, there you go. That went down quite well in the set. And then before that we had Broken Dreams by Nightmare Sequence, which is the track that Sonic Yoda played. It's all good fun. So, you're probably all wondering when the actual competition, when we're going to stop taking entries for the Summer Sonic t-shirt. Can't can confirm that we will be taking entries all the way up until 10 o'clock UK time next week when Saturday Night Sega starts its next episode. Don't worry, we'll start the episode with saying entries are now closed. Also, we have now decided, myself and Mr. Simon Shirley, that the shirt will be packaged in one of the Summer of Sonic 2016 tote bags, which again is nice and exclusive. In the sense of, you can't get them anywhere else, and we're also gonna throw in one of the Sonic Dash posters as well, because Hardlight literally left them behind, and we're like, yeah, we don't want these. If anyone wants one, then you can have those. So there you go. You can have a T-shirt, and you can have a Sonic Dash poster. So hooray! Also, apparently, I need to mention, allegedly, that if you're an international winner, we need a phone number. So, you know, apparently the delivery company requires a phone number if you're an international winner. So, yeah. If you want to enter, as I say, you can do it on Discord, you can do it on Facebook, you can do it on Twitter. And all entries count. Even if you've entered on one format, enter again. You can have up to 3 chances to win, and it also makes the competition look a lot more popular. Because then it looks like, you know, because even if it's like the same 3 people entering 3 times, well, hey, that's 9 entries, you know, which sounds a lot better than 3. So, there's that. Right, well, that's it. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the Club Sonic set, at least like it is anyway. There's literally just been an announcement on the Sonic Show page on Facebook. The Crush 40 video is going up live this Wednesday. Jamie says we can enter more than once. You can enter once per format. So you can enter once on Discord, once on Facebook, once on Twitter. I am logging, so if you do try and enter twice, I will see it and I'll go, nope. Unless you have more than one Twitter account, in which case I suppose you could enter twice and I wouldn't know any different. Not that I'm trying to encourage you, but you know, we're just getting it out there that I actually wouldn't know any different if you did enter that way. I can't stop you, so that's on your head if you want to do it. Right, I suppose we should play some more Sonic music a little bit. I know it's another Sonic track. It's another Sonic show, isn't it? And I know you're probably a little bit bored of them by now. But you know what we're doing here is we're playing music from Club Sonic. And now for the last half an hour, we're going to play songs from the Club Sonic set that didn't make their way into the show for whatever reason. Actually, I say for whatever reason. I can tell you exactly the reason why. And this is the God honest truth. I was told that there was too much vocal tracks, so I had to tone it down a bit. And then this is sort of how we then came this way. So we basically went from one way to the other way, which, you know, is fun. So let's get in some tracks. So the next tracks then we're going to play, this first track I'm kind of glad I didn't play it, because to be fair, it got played anyway, so I think we'd have stepped on toes a little bit. The second track was the original ending for Club Sonic, and I thought it would probably work, in the sense that I actually thought people would sing along to it, but now that I actually think about it, I'm not convinced. And then the other track after that, it's another vocal track, and I liked it. Quite a lot of people didn't like it in the set, and in the end, when we started putting more remixes in, it kind of got a bit harder to find. Also, once we played these 3 tracks, I'm actually also then gonna throw in. In fact, we'll have a music break. and then we can think about how we're going to finish the show. I'm going to throw in the track that I was going to play when... yeah, that'll probably work quite nicely. So this is a 4-minute music break. The last track is almost 8 minutes long, but this is the track that I was going to play when Summer of Sonic had finished, after Crush 40 had left the stage, just so that people could sort of listen to something on the way out and to try and coax them out. We ended up deciding against it for the pure reason that we figured people would probably stick around to listen to it. So I didn't do it in the end. So yeah, this is almost 18-20 minutes of music, which then wraps us up quite nicely. And we can use one of the other Club Sonic tracks to... In fact, I can think of a pretty good one, which might be slightly evil. Okay. So, yeah, this could be fun. In fact, I can see where the connection would be. So here you go. Here's 20 minutes of music. 3 cut tracks from Club Sonic. First time... Well, I say first time is anyone hearing them. They're not new songs. They're just... They would have been in Club Sonic at Summer of Sonic, and I decided against it for other reasons. Or, well, we decided against it because it wouldn't work. Ultimately, I was happier with the set that I got, so... There you are.
Yeah.
It just occurred to me, there's actually a couple of tracks that I wanted to play to you, play you guys, and I've completely forgotten. So, we're going to finish this show as normal, and then what I'm going to do is turn off the podcast encoder, and then we'll play the tracks to you. Ah, that'll be nice. Little bonus live stream for you. Yeah, should be lots of fun, he says. I just hope I can remember which one is which, so I don't go, yeah, let's turn the encoder off, and then just turn the... thing, you know, turn the wrong, you know, turn the stream off. So I'm like, oh, now I'm just recording to the podcast. Ha! Never mind. Small Sends says that every single Radio Sega show is in the morning. So Sonic News Show 7 a.m. Chart Topping Show 3 a.m. 7 a.m. 3 a.m. 6 a.m. 5 a.m. Oh, 8, 5, 3, 4, 7, 3. Oh. Well, yeah, can't really help that. Western Australia, don't know the time zone. You don't know the time zone of your own country. Oh, that's just unacceptable. Unacceptable. Right, so I've got one more track to play in terms of the live show portion. And I was going to think of a track that's going to make it, like, super weird. But in the end, actually, the more I think about it, it might make it pretty simple. So... obviously, if you're following the Radio Sega Olympic Relay, then you will know that the track that I'm about to play here will determine the track that Ravsieg has to play on his show tomorrow, which is a chart-topping show thing. So I'm going to give him something to sort of add. Yeah, something to think about. I can send him a message. He's probably going to be like, "You bastard!" or something like that. But hey... We'll try. So, Jamie says, make it hard. Do you know, we should play, like, a remix for a super obscure video game. Like, people in the IRC yesterday were talking about Floygen Brothers on the Dreamcast. Maybe we should try and play a track from that. You know, here you go, mix this. Find a way of putting this into your chart show. Unfortunately, I'm not quite that cruel. So, there you go. We're not going to be doing that. Next week on Saturday Night Sega, you will be very, very happy to hear that the Season 3 intro is coming back. Whoop, whoop. Also, we'll be drawing a winner for the Summer of Sonic 2016 t-shirt, and you'll also get a Sonic Dash poster signed by the lovely people of Nobody with their nice invisible ink pens. But it's a nice Sonic Dash poster, it's lovely. I'd show you the picture that I've got, but mine's got squiggles all over it because I got it signed by people. So, you know, but, and we'll also give you a nice Summer of Sonic 2016 tote bag that it'll all be wrapped nice and lovely in, and you can use that to, you know, go shopping with, cause it's actually a pretty decently sized bag. So if you did miss the show and you want to enter the competition, all you need to do is, listen back to the podcast. When it's uploaded, I will try and get it done soon as. I'll probably do it tomorrow. Then, when you hear the last track that was played during the Summer of Sonic 2016 Club Sonic DJ set, and don't worry if you don't know what that was, you can search for it on Facebook or Twitter, or you could just listen to the show, because I actually told you what it was. So, yeah, there you go. Then you can enter via Discord, send me a message at Gavi with the answer. Oh no, right click my name, Gavi, I'm always in the Radio Sega Discord, and then press message and then send a message. I will write it down, you will be entered. Or you can send us a Twitter on, you can send us a tweet on Twitter, at Twitter, at Radio Sega, or twitter.com/Radio Sega, send a message on there. Or you can send a message. Drop us a comment on our most recent Facebook page article, which starts off with fancy winning a Summer of Sonic 2016 t-shirt, and then you can quite simply, you know, post a comment on the bottom of that. Write a comment, and we'll write it down. Winner will be chosen next Saturday. And if you win, then fantastic. We'll get in touch. And Simon, because I don't have the t-shirt, Simon has it. He will send you a t-shirt, a bag, and a poster. Don't send messages to Twitter. Simon's put at Twitter on the Discord. Don't send that. Right, okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to see how... I somehow connected into a voice channel. God knows how I did that. But it's nice to know that that actually works. Weird. Right, so here's the track that I want Ravsieg to play... to try and link to in his next show. So, ladies and gentlemen, my name has been Gavi. This has been Saturday Night Sega, part of the Radio Sega Olympic Relay, and I'll see you all next week. Good night. I'm only joking. As if a German fellow's going to be able to find a matching track to the Countdown theme tune from the UK. Oh dear. Never mind. No, this one's actually the one that I want him to mix into. All right. Cheers. See you next week.
Let's go.
I've just noticed that Andy's still tuned in, which means that I get to do this. I've still got it. I will never get rid of it for as long as I live. Cheers.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.